From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says it will host a Syria Peace Congress to press for a diplomatic solution to the nearly seven-year conflict. Turkey and Iran have pledged to take part. The leaders of the three countries met Wednesday in the Black Sea resort of Sochi, just 2 days after President Vladimir Putin hosted Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. Mr. Putin said they agreed to enter what he called a real political process of settlement, as well as in assisting in post-war reconstruction. A date for the meeting hasn't been set, but University of Denver International Affairs professor Jonathan Edelman said the participants are hardly examples of good governance.
Iran is an authoritarian, radically Islamic state. Russia used to be a communist state, and now it's very authoritarian. And unfortunately, Turkey, which used to be under Kemal Atatürk and his successors, moving towards some version of democracy and some version of capitalism, is also moving in the wrong direction. So if these are the winners, then problems are going to continue to mount in the Middle East.
The next round of UN-sponsored Geneva peace talks is scheduled to get underway November 28. In Saudi Arabia, meanwhile, members of the Syrian opposition reportedly have demanded Mr. Assad's ouster in any post-war transition. Ousted Zimbabwe Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is back in the country, preparing to be sworn in as president. Following Tuesday's resignation of longtime leader Robert Mugabe, he addressed thousands of supporters.
The people have spoken. You yourself said, if the people say I must step down, you shall comply. This is the time to comply.
Mnangagwa said, we're witnessing the beginning of a new and unfolding democracy in Zimbabwe. This is VOA News. 2020.